Born tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady, or Pam Collins. You're both, aren't you, Pam?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we have to start this out with, you know, outside there, boy, the harvest is getting underway really quick and stuff.
Oh, my.
Yep. Fall is here. We're already into October, if you can't believe, you know.
Can you believe it?
So what are the bees doing? The honey's being made, I would think?
Well,
or it's,
you know,
been
they,
made?
We, speaking of harvest, this last week, we harvested the honey.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's usually sometime the last week of September, it seems, that we end up harvesting the honey. We try to usually wait until the goldenrod is pretty much done, because that's the last in that, you know, parade of different plants and flowers that they get their nectar from. So, yeah, but now this is the interesting thing. This year, we were really surprised at how little honey there was.
Really?
Yeah, because it was this huge, lush, tropical summer, you know, with all this rain and plants. I thought, oh, man, it's going to be a bang-up year. And it wasn't. And we've been trying to decide why. We had just as many hives. There weren't as many supers. You know, those are the boxes that the honey is, you know, the honey frames are in. As there are other years, you know, we kind of monitor. But the best we can figure is that maybe because of all the rain we had. Yeah. And the bees, they can't get out and go out in the rain. They'll drown. You know, they have to stay indoors when it rains.
Okay.
And then, you know, the whole, everything is like behind this year. It's been a weird year vegetation wise. I mean, even now, our grass is still green.
I know.
It's still green.
We still have to cut it.
I know.
Normally it's dormant.
I know. We still have to mow.
Yeah.
And the leaves, like we've got this big maple tree in our front yard that turns this beautiful bright yellow. And by now, it's always at least starting to turn yellow. I don't even know if I see any hint of yellow in it yet. It's just bright green. So things are like behind, and yet, and even the goldenrod, a lot of the plants were slower coming out. It was just a weird year. So anyways, we did not have quite the harvest that we normally do.
So what was it, like 50% less or 60%?
I would say
40% less.
Well, last year, in fact, I just ran across my notes that I had written a year ago, and we had pulled 37 gallons at that time.
Wow.
And then we actually ended up getting a few more, so it was almost 40. But I don't know. We're going to be lucky to have 13, 18. I don't even know if we'll have 20 gallons this year.
That's a big drop.
Yeah, half, even less. Yeah, so huge.
Will you have any to sell here?
Huh? Oh, yeah. We'll bring some in and I'll let you know.
You had me worried, Pam.
But it's usually every year, you know, we have all this excess honey and we give so much away to family and friends and stuff. But we
sell it here.
Yeah. Steve said we're going to be a little bit more careful about how much we give away.
That's a big drop.
Yeah. And, you know, another interesting thing that we've noticed is, oh, my word, there's so much robbing going on right now. And we're always watching the hives, and you notice there's like a lot of frenzied activity going around the hive when
they're
robbing.
They're flying around? Or?
Yeah. Other,
now, who's robbing it?
Bees. Well, bees from other hives come to a weaker hive, and they come in there, and they steal their honey and make off with it. And so you'll see bees fighting each other, you know, just outside, and you'll see dead bees. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's shortage. I'm going to go and rob the neighbors then.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so there are these special screens that we can put on the front of the hive. They're called robbing screens, which it really limits how you can get into the hive.
Okay.
And so it helps protect them a little bit. You know, there's less space to protect. And so we'll see.
Wow. But I did not know that happened. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
nature,
a big problem.
That's nature at its purest, isn't
it? Yep. Exactly. Survival of the fittest.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the last thing that we're dealing with now. I suppose because, you know, it's been so warm this coming mm-hmm. week. Now, it sounds like it's going to be a drastic drop. But they're all out and about, and they're all just looking for something, anything. And mm-hmm. so if they can't find it in the plants, they'll swipe it from each other, I guess.
Wow.
So,
what a way to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy schmolies. Yeah, okay. So well, good. Well, let's get into real estate here. That's I'm surprised, but I'm sad to hear there's not as much honey, because that would mean also that stock up now, because in grocery stores there's probably going to be less somewhere down the line.
Well, at least but the thing is, it's honey production is always local. Okay. And this is our area. And we've talked to a few other beekeepers in our area that are kind of experienced the same thing. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe down in Iowa it was different, or up in North Dakota. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just know that in our immediate area, that's what we are running into. So,
We take a truck into a neighboring one that has a lot of honey, buy it, and then resell it here, huh? It's an entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah, but see, the problem is you want local stuff.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's take a look at that Hastings update. We have an 8.5 by 11, one whole page. Whoa, there's less.
Yeah, not even maybe probably a quarter of a page on the other side.
Yeah, wow, so, that's a drop, isn't it?
Yeah, well, compared to, I think there were a few more the last time I was here.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, area-wide, we're still up above where we were last year at this time.
Okay.
We're not back up to like the pre-COVID levels. Mm-hmm. Nothing is.
Good point.
If you look at 2019, and then there was this huge drop, 2021, and it's been inching back up, and it's things are better today than they were last year and the year before and the year before that. So it is edging closer to like a more balanced market, but mm-hmm. We haven't reached where we were pre-COVID. But even that being said, there's a boatload of homes that have gone, that have closed, that are pending just in the last 30 days. So there is a lot of activity happening yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my observation that homes seem to be on the market a little bit longer than they had been before, just because there are a little bit more homes on the market, even mm-hmm. though it's not, halfway down the second side, mm-hmm. Like they were in the spring. Mm-hmm. But there still is a lot of activity, and the houses are selling. But if you are listing your house, don't be shocked if it doesn't sell that weekend, was happening, early on when there was that feeding frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not that, it could easily be on for a month. It might mm-hmm. not be, but it could easily be. So,
okay. Pam, real quickly, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or you can call a Hastings Edina Realty office locally here at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam.
Yep.
Well, our topic of the week, a guide to buying your first home, part two.
Part two, yeah. And, I'm just going to mention, I always do a printout from my favorite mortgage lenders, mm-hmm. to keep track of the rates. And this week was the best, lowest printout that I have seen in quite some time. Just about everybody was in the fives.
Oh, okay.
So in a 10 and 15 year fixed rate, conventional mortgage, they're talking 5.375. And even the 30 year fixed conventional loan, they're advertising at 6.125, which it's very good, because I tell you, if you are a buyer, there's no reason to be putting it off because you're waiting on the rates.
Right.
You know, if they do drop, it's, I don't know that it's going to be that much, or if it will, but they're the best they've been in quite a while.
I guess. And even if you buy now and they do drop a lot, you could still refinance.
Yep. Remember our saying?
Yep.
Buy.
Marry
the, date the rate, but marry the house.
Yeah. Marry the house, date the rate. Yep. Yep. Boy, if that doesn't say it all. See, there's that Paul Harvey thing.
Yeah. Oh,
we talked for 10 minutes and you just boiled it down to, date the rate and marry the house. So.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to think of what all we covered the last time I was here. I think we touched on the first thing you need to do is decide, you know, is this the right time to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are a lot of people that are renting, and so they're trying to make the decision, do I rent or do I buy? And when is the good time to think about doing that? The only thing I'm going to say about that is... and I think we talked about this last time, but I'm going to reiterate it. If you are currently renting, your rent is going to continue going up every year. That's just what they do. And they have gone up in a higher proportion to the value of your house. Now, if you buy a home and you get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, your payment on your principal and interest are never going to change.
Right.
The only thing that can change some is your taxes and insurance. But the reality is it's not going to change at the same rate that your rent is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually prorated over the whole year. So just if you want to build wealth, buy a home, don't rent.
Yep, it's just, exactly.
It's just
well,
what you need to
I do. Heard that some of those places that are south of town, right next to Terry's Hardware, those new ones, are $1,800 to $2,000 a month.
Oh, easily.
You know, and those are like the one bedrooms. And I'm like, holy schmolies, I remember when stuff like that used to be only $400 a month.
Right,
just to show you how that's gone up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a two-bedroom is 20, you know, in the 20s somewhere,
mm-hmm.
mid-20s.
Yeah.
Well, mid-2s, rather, I'm sorry.
I remember our first apartment, when we first got married, our rent was $260 a month. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, my word, this is a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ours, we had a two-bedroom, and I think it was right around $400 a month, and thinking, wow, I'm going to have to work two jobs.
Can you imagine a two-bedroom for $400 a month?
Had we bought a house back then, which we did, and the payments were, I think, about $500-$600, and we thought that was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
We had to tighten our belts. Now could you buy that? You know, and that house
heavens.
Was probably 2,000 square feet, if not
right,
more.
Right, right.
For $600 a month now?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah. Oh, man, just give it a little time. You know,
the
value of the house is, it just keeps going up. And even, you know, there are ups and downs. Sometimes the market just falls, but it always comes back up. Yeah. And kind of the average that I've heard over the years is about a 2.5% value increase average, you know, over year after year after year after year. Some years it might be super fast. Maybe I've seen years where it's gone up 11% in 1 year, you know, the value of the homes, and other years where, like during the crash, 2008, 2009, you know, that area, and then, you know, during COVID where people really struggled, where it didn't do that, but it always kind of averages out. So...
Yep.
And one more fun fact I'll just throw out before we move on. Did you know that the typical homeowner's net worth right now is 40 times that of a typical renter? So chew on that.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, homeownership is just basically a cornerstone of building personal wealth. So
well, and I hate to talk about another realtor here because I know this is your time, but I remember something Greg said when he sits in the chair just to your right, to my left.
Okay.
I can still hear him saying that, yep, you can make a decision to rent. He said, when you're done and it's all over, you have a shoebox full of receipts.
Yep, and that sums it up.
When you build a house, you got a mountain of money.
Yep, that sums it up. Yeah, and then to play on that, you know, when it's all done, if you've been renting, the homeowner can thank you.
That's a good point.
For making his mortgage payments.
He's got a mountain of wealth.
Yeah. Yes, and you did it for him. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. That's a good one. Yes. I'll remember that. I'm going to tell Greg that. I heard that from another realtor called Pam.
Yeah. That's true.
It is.
So, well, okay. I'll move on now to the next little piece here when you're buying a home. There is still a misconception out there that you have to have 20% to put down before you can buy a home. And if you do save a lot of money if you have 20% to put down, it's a good thing. But you don't have to have 20% to buy a home, okay?
Okay.
And for example, what was that statistic? Well, anyways, many, 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 many first-time particularly, but any-time home buyers put down, well, not only less than 20%, but even just 3.5%. Or if you're a veteran, you know, you have the VA benefits, you don't have to put anything down, zero
down.
Wow. When we bought our first house, Steve had been in the Navy, and we put zero down. And that was really nice because then we saved the cash for making home improvements and all that kind of stuff. So
now, why is that? I mean, it used to be, you're right, that was the... It used to be around 20%. What has happened or what's changed that it is less and less? Just the value of the homes or?
Well, I think it's some of the, like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, the government loans.
Okay.
They allow you to do that. I think it's partly maybe that they take on a little bit more of the risk. And they're a little fussier about the quality of the home. They want to make sure the things are safe, the roof is okay, things aren't leaking, you don't have mold and things, broken windows. So the downside is that they're a little fussier about the home that they're doing, but on the other side, it's also a protection for you that they have their appraisers look at it and make sure that it's up to snuff before you buy it. So, yeah. Okay.
All righty. Well, we just have a few, probably about 30 seconds or so left here, Pam. So one final time.
Oh.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, my word. It goes so fast.
It does. It does.
I'm just getting started here. Okay, call 651-319-1298.
Okay, thank you, Pam. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins, or the Bee Lady, if you'd like to get a hold of Pam. Her personal phone number is, cell phone number, 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady. Either way, you'll get her. This is KDWA Hastings.